Last Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in the evening, as I was sailing over the mountain tops in my little yellow boat, I met 5 men sitting on a palomino stallion playing backgammon. So I asked them, could they tell me if the little old woman was dead yet? She who was hanged last Saturday week for drowning herself in a shower of feathers. They said they could not positively inform me, but if I paid a visit to Sir Gamavant, he could tell me all about it. But how am I to know the house? Said I. Oh, 'tis easy enough, said they, for 'tis a brick house built entirely of flints, standing alone by itself in the middle of 60 or 70 others just like it. Oh, nothing in the world is easier, said I. Nothing can be easier, said they. So I went on my way. Now this Sir Gamavans was a giant and a bottle maker. And as all giants who are bottle makers usually pop out of a little thumb bottle from behind the door, so did Sir Gamavans.
How do you do?
Says he. Very well, I thank you, says I.
Have some breakfast with me?
With all of my heart, says I. A slice of beer and a cup of cold veal. And there was a little dog under the table that picked up all of the crumbs. Hang him, says I.
No, don't hang him,
says he.
For only yesterday he killed a hare. And if you don't believe me, I'll show you the hare still alive in a basket.
So he took me into his garden to show me the curiosities. In one corner of the garden there was a fox hatching eagle's eggs. In another, there was an iron apple tree entirely covered with pears and pennies. In the third, there was the hare which the dog had killed yesterday alive in the basket. And in the fourth, why, there were 24 hippas switches threshing tobacco. At the sight of me, they threshed so hard that they drove the plug through the wall and through the little dog that was passing by on the other side. I, hearing the dog howl, jumped over the wall and turned the little beast inside out, when it ran away as if it had not an hour to live. Then Sir Gamavant took me into the park to show me his deer. Then I remembered I had a warrant in my pocket to shoot venison for His Majesty's dinner. I set fire to my bow, poised my arrow, and shot amongst them. Broke 17 ribs on one side, and 21 and a half on the other. But my arrow passed clean through without ever touching it. And the worst was, I lost my arrow. However, I found it again in the hollow of a tree. I felt it. It felt clammy. I smelt it. It smelt honey. Oh-ho, said I, here's a bee's nest. When out sprang a covey of partridges, I shot at them. Some say I killed 80, but I'm sure I killed 36. Besides, a dead salmon which was flying over the bridge, of which I made the best apple pie I ever tasted.